Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, now into the second hour, taking your calls. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com, coming up in just a few minutes. But Barrett in Houston, Texas, finish up what you were saying.
Yeah, just really quickly, I was going to just suggest to your listeners to read Closing of the American Mind by Alan Bloom. I'm a Hindu, and you know, I think that Judeo-Christian values are universal values. They should be in schools. And the whole concept of cultural relativism, especially if you're on UT campus, all these people think that there's no such thing as a moral absolute, but there is. And
well, look, everybody knows, you know, the laws of nature and of nature's God, as the you know Declaration of Independence says, and that is, no matter where you are, walking up to a mother with her baby and shooting the baby five times in the head is wrong.
Yeah.
And I don't care if the government, the Nazi government or the Aztec government, says it's okay. And I can say those cultures are mentally ill and sick. Thanks for the call, my friend. Take care. Let's talk to Mike in California. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
How you doing?
Pretty good. My wife and I were in SeaWorld here in San Diego last week. And right at the last show of, you know, Shamu at the night, right before the park closed, they do this tribute to all of the soldiers who were coming by. And then they come by on this Shamu whale, and they tell everybody to stand up while they play God Bless America. And you would not believe how many people did not stand. And
well,
I mean,
also,
this it's unique because San Diego is a neoconservative pro-military town.
No, I understand that. Now, did you have the bio scan before you got in?
No. They did have the hand scanner right there. But they didn't ask us to, and we let it be known.
That
right
was about.
When we were
well,
there.
Oh, so you told them you weren't going to do it. Good job.
Exactly.
I'd love some video of that, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, for those that don't know, I love America, and I'll sing God Bless America, and I tear up during the Star Spangled Banner. But if Adolf Hitler had taken America over and was telling us to sing that to him, I would say no. And it's the same thing. They've expropriated our sacred symbols, our sacred hymns. And when they want to run over crosses for the dead at Crawford, it's okay. But then when they want to worship those crosses for the dead, it's okay. No, they don't set the rules. They don't control our symbols. And, all over, look, 70% of people in major polls are against the war. The globalists are going to have to do something. What do you think they're going
to do? I think that they'll do a biological attack. I look in the news and I see that they're stocking up on smallpox vaccines. So I think the next thing is that it'll probably be a biological attack in probably two or three major cities. That's just the feeling that I'm getting around here.
But do you think people are going to buy the official story when it happens?
I think probably 30% of them will.
And then even the rest of us will still pretty much have to go along because, you know, it's just all the hysteria. But do we have to go along? If we do go along, it's over for this society. There's one chink in their smallpox plan, though, my friend. Their own police and firefighters refused 2 years ago to take the shots.
Mm-hmm.
So if their own enforcers won't take the shots, how are they going to enforce us?
Yeah, that's true. That's
so
true.
What happened when people wouldn't stand up?
Oh, they wouldn't have a way to do it. If everybody stands up and refuses, they wouldn't have a way to do it. They would just have to abandon the plan and move on to something else.
No, I mean when you were at SeaWorld.
When I was at SeaWorld, you had a one woman that stood up who was in the crowd sitting not too far from me that said, okay, everybody stand up. You guys are all Americans. And somebody actually told her to sit down and shut up. So, I mean, the majority of the people did not stand. But they went ahead and they did the tribute. And,
well, exactly. People didn't go there to be told what to do like it's some
right.
Soviet camp. Stay there.
Right.
I want to hear more about this, okay?
Okay.
Stay there, Mike. We got John Rappaport coming on, but I'll give you a minute or so on the other side because I've been frothing and not letting you finish your story. Again, I love the flag. I love America. And the flag symbolizes not being ordered around to chant to it. Again, the spirit of that flag is individualism, not groupthink. And I think the crowd did the right thing. And again, that's in San Diego, folks.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, journalist John Rappaport will be with us here in about a minute or two. And John is an accredited journalist, worked for, you know, some of the biggest mainstream media outlets out there. And he went alternative many years ago and has just done such incredible work. He's here today to talk about the spreading avian flu, and is it a danger, or is it being hyped, or what's really going on behind this? Because now it's spreading into areas of Russia. So John's coming up here in a few minutes. We'll also talk about some of the latest London bombing information. There's new developments with the Russians being caught red-handed carrying out the Beslan massacre of now a year and a half ago. So that's coming up as well. And we'll get to Ed and Charles and many others that are patiently holding. But right now we're talking to Michael in California, who was out in San Diego. And at the end of the Shamu extravaganza at the SeaWorld, he was telling us in the last segment, for stations that don't carry that segment, that they were told, stand up now and praise the troops and sing God Bless America. Now understand, folks, the globalists have expropriated our symbols. The globalists have taken them and are using them. So the analogy is, if Stalin would have taken America over, and then he would have said, all right, I'm patriotic, now sing God Bless America to me when I say, I would say no. And that's what SeaWorld's doing. They put in the hand scanners, the biometrics, the worship, the government, placards everywhere. I've seen it in San Antonio. Now they tell you what to do. Do not be part of it. It's like the Washington Post is sponsoring this 9/11 remembrance, you know, to worship Bush's policies. You know, the supposed liberal paper sponsoring it. It's unheard of. It's a desperate attempt to bolster their war for empire. So finish up with what happened real fast, Michael.
Real fast. The aquatic worker who was actually riding Shamu actually comes out with this huge American flag and then just motions for everyone to stand up. And just the amazing response was that, you know, you actually hear sighs from the audience as if they're, you know, displeased and angered by this. So, you know, I would say probably 70% of the people just refused to stand. And you even had people in the audience try to say that, you know, everybody needs to stand up as all American. If you're really American, you'll really stand up.
Yeah, they tried to have us in that groupthink. No.
Right. But
no.
People wouldn't go for it, you know, and that's really progressive in terms of San Diego, because this is a neoconservative, pro-military. So that's, I mean, the word is getting out. Like I said before, I think that they'll pull off another biological attack and then probably blame it on the Muslims to divert everybody's attention again. But, Alex, I had a question for you real quick. Have you ever thought about doing anything joint venture-wise with, like, Michael Rupert? Because I was reading some of the things that he had did with Crossing the Rubicon, and you guys are pretty much on the same page in terms of understanding government involvement.
Well, we're not. You know, if you dig a little bit deeper, I 3 or 4 years ago, I had Rupert on many times, mm-hmm. and that's all I can say about him. I do not agree with much of what he's doing now with peak oil and other things, and some of the things he said about me are patently false, and that's all I can say. But thank you for the call. I mean, he has done some good work, but he's departed from that path. And that's when we broke company, and I've never had attacked him, and he's savaged me several times, and I haven't really defended myself, but that's the end of it, basically. But since you brought it up, you're a serious person, a good caller, and so I gave you an honest answer. Normally, I wouldn't even answer that question, because I don't get into infighting and stuff, but all I did was give to that person, and all I got in return was grief. But now, let's go ahead and go to our guest, John Rappaport of NoMoreFakeNews.com. And John, good to have you on with us, my friend.
Good to be here, Alex, as always.
For those that don't know who you are, who've been hiding under a rock somewhere, in a nutshell, tell us who John Rappaport is.
Well, I've been an investigative reporter for the last 23 years now, and have done a lot of work for newspapers and magazines in the U.S. and Europe, and had a couple of radio shows back in the day, and ended up writing for different outlets, for example, L.A. Weekly, Spin Magazine, wrote a couple of pieces for CBS Health Watch, that sort of thing. And eventually just kind of ran up against a wall because the information that I was the most interested in, nobody wanted to publish. And so I eventually went to the Internet when that came on and have my own website, No More Fake News. And part of my research is into disease hoaxes and the reasons behind them.
The Nazis learned, and so did the Soviets. They could say, you're mentally ill, you're going to a facility. It looks like a camp. We're going to make you work in a slave situation, but it's for your own good. The Nazis, we're going to send you in here, you know, for your health, and it wasn't for your health. You know, we've seen this over and over and over again. 500,000 people sterilized in this country up until the 80s, biological, chemical testing on the troops. They know that we'll put up with a lot if it's in the form of a ghoul and a white lab coat.
Exactly. The medical thing is like a religion. This morning, somebody sent me an article that just, you know, knocked my socks off. There are now, you know, quote, serious psychiatric researchers who are saying that if a person is diagnosed as mentally ill and denies that he's mentally ill, this is a key symptom of another mental illness, and they have a name for it. Right? So, this, and these people are, you know, crazy, and they're taking it seriously, and they have, and the name is anosognosia, A-N-O-S-O-G-N-O-S-I-A.
So now saying to the gods, I'm not crazy, and they even have diagnoses for not liking corrupt tyranny, not liking a big government.
Right.
Is the, you know, the oppositional defiance disorder.
That's right, oppositional defiance order. And now...
And I've had so many psychiatrists send me emails going, you're completely insane, not liking the government. And I email them back and go, well, let me just tell you something. I guess George Washington was too. Sorry, go ahead.
You know, so if somebody is diagnosed, let's say, with a manic depression, bipolar, whatever, and he says, you know, this is ridiculous, and I'm not mentally ill, and I don't have this disorder, whatever this is supposed to be, then immediately they can slap on another diagnosis, see, which is through the denial that, and the refusal to accept the initial diagnosis, we can now label you with anosognosia, which means that you are denying that you have a mental illness.
Now, this is total tyranny of the mind. This is thought crime in its purest form, and I was aware of that new diagnosis. That, and then what, they come out with like 30 or 40 of them every year?
Yeah, they just keep adding them into the DSM, as it's called, which is the Bible of psychiatry, where committees, this is diagnosis by committee. In other words, these committees invent, literally out of pure nothing, mental illnesses, and they describe the various symptoms and so on. And then, of course, the big follow-up is the drugs, all of which are toxic. So we
and the guidelines
have,
for those drugs are written up by the drug companies. But when you go in to have your heart looked at, or to have your prostate looked at, or to have your big toe looked at, you're allowed to get second opinions. This is saying you cannot question us, as if their industry is even legitimate and not pure quackery to begin with.
Exactly. And so, naturally, if you are fronting for a multi-billion dollar industry that is a total fraud, that is destroying people's minds and lives and costing untold amounts of money, then you are going to do whatever it takes to keep on asserting your authority. And this latest insane bit here is an example of that. In other words, you know, you refuse, as I wrote in the article this morning, you know, you refuse to eat your KFC, go to your room, you know. You don't do what we like, then we have an additional punishment for you. Or you deny that a priest is your only link to God, you know, that a Catholic priest is your only link to God, then we will put you in thumbscrews and torture you and make you confess that you're a heretic, and then we'll burn you at the stake for being a heretic. I mean, this is the kind of exact parallel that it is. You deny you have this mental illness, that means you have another one, and now we're going to drug you for both of them.
Well, actually, I think the first place I saw this was 2 years ago in communist China. They have another name, but I saw it where if you deny that you're holding these evil thoughts against the government, that shows you're mentally ill, and they re-educate you.
Yeah, exactly. In this case, it's drugs, you know, toxic.
Well, John, we're going to come back and talk about the avian flu spreading into Russia and you know, what's really going on behind that. Before we do that, I mean, just Twilight Zone land. Tommy Thompson, the former Treasury, the former Secretary, Tommy Thompson, the former Governor.
Health and Human Services.
Yes, Health and Human Services. Tommy Thompson, the former Republican Governor from Wisconsin. He is now running around going to school saying all children need microchips in a three-piece suit. I mean, this is all getting just outer limits weird, John.
Completely outer limits. Tommy Thompson is the guy, by the way, who, of course, told Americans a couple of years ago that there was a vial of smallpox vaccine with every citizen's name on it waiting, and blah, blah, blah. And then a year later, when the campaign failed completely and medical workers refused to take the vaccine,
he said, it's bad, I was never for it, how dare them try this?
I will never take it, and I don't recommend that anybody does. So, you know, he's totally wacko. He's a wacko criminal.
Yeah, when I said Treasury, I was thinking of Paul Craig Roberts, his former number two at Treasury, has come out and said that Well, I'll tell you about it later. Stay there, John. A huge interview coming up.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair, and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of 6 species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity, with several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic. You can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order. That's 888-784-0718.
Don't worry, this show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a
That's right, folks. Don't worry. The truth always comes out. Tyranny always fails. It's just that process is almost always extremely painful. But people finally wake up. John Rappaport, you've been following this avian flu for several years. As it mutates, as it changes, as the government says it could kill a billion people. What's the truth, and bring us up to where it's spread to right now?
Okay. Let's start from this. You're a medical professional. You're a PR operative, in a sense, who is issuing statements to the press doom and gloom. There's going to be a fantastic pandemic. It's going to kill 20 million, 50 million, 100 million, half the world, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then you turn around and you say in the same breath, this disease has so far killed globally 57 people. Now, in a half-sane world, you know, you would be laughed out of town. They would bury your career under a tree, and you would end up pumping gas. Because nobody in his right mind can possibly infer from 57 deaths that half the world or some incredible figure is going to die right around the corner. But nevertheless, we have seen story after bleeping story after story appear in the press about it's not if, it's when, and half the world, and this and that, and the avian flu, and all of this kind of thing. Well, I found out last night...
By the way, John's not joking. I mean, I've seen reports, 2 billion could die, a billion could die. Go ahead.
Right. I got a tip from somebody, and I hadn't seen it, and you can check this out online. There is a journal, a very famous journal among, quote, professionals called Foreign Affairs. It's put out by the Council for Foreign Relations.
Yeah, it comes out bi-monthly.
Exactly. And, you know, this is one of the most, if not the most, respected professional journals in the world for economists, for political types, for
politicians. This is how the globalists communicate with each other.
Exactly. Because the CFR is one of the seats of globalist power, which simply means the rule of the few over the many. In the July-August issue, 2005, and you can just punch up Foreign Affairs on Google or whatever, and you'll find this, and you don't need to register anything. There's not one. There's not two. There are three major pieces in this July-August issue of Foreign Affairs about the coming avian flu pandemic. This is something to take note of, because when these...
They love to predict, don't I mean, they had Gary Hart with the CFR Commission go, we're going to be hit, give up all your rights. And I went on air and said, that's it, they're going to say Bin Laden hit the World Trade Centers because he shot his mouth off. And then, boom, it happened. Go ahead.
Exactly. You know that when this journal devotes this much space to something, that they are doing out front propaganda cover story for a different kind of operation.
Well, they put their talking points out in plain view.
Exactly. The avian flu ain't going to kill anybody. This is not an epidemic that is, you know, going to spread like wildfire around the world, but it's going to be used
as a cover for something else.
As a cover for something else. Exactly.
Well, we didn't talk before the show, John, and we're on the same page. We know these people.
Exactly. This is what they do. And so they've got everybody in a state of mind now of expectation that this is going to happen.
And the CFR likes to act like they're getting it directly from God. They're on the mountain with the oracle, so they don't ever like to be shown to be wrong.
Exactly. So this is very, very, very important that these, you know, articles came out. Because
I haven't read them yet. What do they say?
Well, they are really incredible, because the scenario that is being painted is basically when all these people die, you see, it's going to wreck for a period of 1 to 3 years at least the economies of many, 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 many countries, including the U.S. and Europe.
Because, so that's going to be the cover for popping the bubble.
Because you're going to be having all kinds of people who are sick and they can't go to work, and companies are folding, and utilities and transportation and all of that is curtailed. There's going to be major military presence at borders.
Which the Washington Post has been saying, martial law is coming for your safety. They're
exactly
doing riot drills all over the country.
Exactly.
Well, John, I hope they don't actually implement this plan. We'll see if you think they are.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
And I think I know where you're going with this. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. How to avoid the chemical. How will they get the chemical into us?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll-free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll-free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Dark Lords of the New World Order, my friends, the architects of enslavement and dehumanization, the architects of disease and pestilence and misery and death, just can't wait to start their extermination program. But before they can do that, their stated goal of killing 80 to 95% of us, that's public, before they can carry out the official UN plans that Ted Turner and Prince Philip and Jacques Cousteau and so many hundreds of others, Maurice Strong, have talked about, they got to use terrorism to set the table, to get the police state in. Then using bioattacks and the threat of bioattacks, they then can corral and control us because of the outbreak, because of the contamination. Go see the movie The Island, you know, how they control a whole population with the threat of the outbreak on the outside. I mean, this has been written up in handbooks. The government has talked about this. This is public. You think terrorism is bad? My films, Martial Law, Road to Tyranny, American Dictators, we talk about problem, reaction, solution, the key thing people need to know. My friends, you need to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com now. You need to make copies of my films once you purchase them. You need to give them to your entire neighborhood. And a lot of your neighborhood will wake up. So if this stuff goes down, when this stuff goes down, it's pretty much foregone conclusion. Your neighbors will be awake. They'll know what's going on. And a lot of them will laugh at you at the time. But when you add the stress, when you add the reality. When it gets down to nitty-gritty, humans have a way of clicking on and waking up. We're already seeing that because stuff's starting to get bad. And, it's Twilight Zone weird right now. Andy Rooney's saying everybody needs a chip to prove they're good. You know, Michael Savage, we've got Sean Hannity saying it. We've got Tommy Thompson saying it. Health and Human Services. I mean, we're entering a bizarro world, so please go to Infowars.com and please order as many of the videos as you can. We've got them as low as $5.95 a piece when you get multiple copies. Huge discounts on the films. Make copies of them. It's so important. Toll-free number to order if you want to call. They can answer all your questions, tell you about different discounts, different titles, what they cover. We got a whole bookstore and video store of other great titles, not just my films and books. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or go to prisonplanet.tv. 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. In a month, you can download the hundreds of TV shows, the dozens and dozens and dozens of videos, the 10 or so e-books, the weekly, the best audio interviews. You can just burn them on disc, give them to whoever you want. But I just want to get the word out. This is about survival, folks. When you figure that out, you will literally launch into action. So please don't wait. And before you get to your answer on what you think they're planning, and I really respect John Rappaport, John, tell us about your website, nomorefakenews.com, and some of the things you do.
Well, I post stories very frequently that I write, articles, and at nomorefakenews.com, it's constantly changing. And I'm also doing a telephone workshop coming up on August 29, 30. So if people go to nomorefakenews.com, they can find out about it. And the name of the workshop is Disease Hoaxes and Healing Exercises. It's a two-part thing, 6 hours, and it will be jammed full of information on how the medical establishment creates fake diseases, why they do it, who's behind it, in detail, very much in depth. And then on the other side of that coin, because for the last 15, 20 years or more, I've been researching very deeply the mind-body connection and how the mind can make you well, I go into detail on some very simple exercises that you can do by yourself at home that will help keep your immune system strong. So just go to nomorefakenews.com and check it out, and you will find all the information on this as well.
All right.
Number of stories.
Now, I want to be clear here. We're not saying all of this. The government is. Billions will die. 3 to 1 billion will die is the headline. We're going to get nuked. We will be nuked before the election. U.S. News and World Report. Dick Cheney says, they're out fear-mongering. We just pay attention to it. But we know that they've quietly really been gearing up for the bio attack. And I agree with John that it won't really be a bio attack, that it'll be a chemical attack. And the evidence shows we may have already had one part of it entered into us, so they can then add the other part whenever they wish. And this is very, very, folks, this is serious. I mean, they've done thousands of tests on our troops and our own population. I mean, they've killed people. So you need to pay attention to this. John, what do you think's really going to be, the CFR, as you said, for those who just joined us, three of the big articles in their talking points, Foreign Affairs, put out bi-monthly. It's a little soft cover book, actually, in the newspaper stand. I actually subscribe to it. A lot of it's their propaganda. It's not really their inner workings, but it's their talking points. And you say there's three articles in there, which is very frightening. They love to say they predicted something. They always do that. Psychopaths always tell you what they're going to do before they do it. They're saying that this is going to hit us and collapse the economies for 3 years. And what do you really think is behind this in your crystal ball?
Well, because I know that germs are inherently very unpredictable, regardless of how much propaganda you hear to the opposite. You don't really know how far they spread. You don't really know how many people are going to be affected. People with healthy immune systems are very strong. We have this old myth, for example, that when a person is exposed to germs that their body has never encountered before, terrible, terrible things can happen, and this has been hammered into us forever, and there are all kinds of fables about this. But check this out. If that were true, then Americans and people from Europe who go into, say, Africa, Latin America, and Asia on vacation and for business would be dropping like flies. Tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people would be dying in foreign cities and ports.
Well, yeah.
Because there are all kinds of germs there that they've never been exposed to before, and yet that's not happening. And what that tells us is that germs are inherently extremely unpredictable ways to stage incidents where people are supposedly going to be killed or severely disabled and whatever. But it makes a fabulous cover story because most people have a fear of germs and they believe in them and they're invisible little killers and you never know where they are. And so the propaganda of the coming pandemic of the flu and so forth is very, very effective. And then these people who are intent on depopulation can come in behind that and stage what is actually a chemical incident or multiple chemical incidents in which they know from many, many tests what the half-life of the chemical is, what its effects tend to be on the body, how long it lasts, and then when it goes away, at which point they can say, we found the cure for the disease and so forth. In other words, chemicals are much more controllable, chemical warfare is, than biologicals. And so that, to me, will be the method that they employ using this cover story of a flu pandemic. And they will announce a germ, and researchers will find a germ. Hell, there's millions of them. You can always find one. And they can fudge the research, and they can develop a vaccine. They can give drugs. They can do all kinds of stuff. And it has nothing to do with what they're actually doing.
And Bush told his biographer, when he's fighting a war, no one can question him, so he was going to be a war president. And throughout history, a war on terror, a war on crime, a war on drugs, a war on illiteracy. Now, the other day, I heard them on the radio with, you know, some new war. I mean, it's just there's constant new wars that only get bigger because that allows them to centralize the wealth into their select hands in the name of fighting. And I was going to say this. I'm no scientist, but I do read a lot of scientific journals, have a lot of family there in the medical field. And really what it is germs move in to housing that's set up for them. They need the body to be a certain way. Certain germs need certain types of tissues to be in a certain position. You go into a new area, and a lot of times germs that are really alien to you actually don't even hurt you because your immune system and the flora in your stomach and your sinus is so different from that in the population you're in, unless it's something like amoebic dysentery, which is, of course, horrible, or malaria. So, you know, we have all of this, and you're absolutely right that it's just endless fear-mongering. Meanwhile, the statistics show 200,000 people die from malpractice a year alone in this country, and a lot of times it's more dangerous to go into these hospitals than to not to.
Absolutely. No question about it. Now, one of the other things that, people have to realize is that, for example, when we have seen various kinds of epidemics of the dreaded Ebola virus in Africa come through, and all kinds of scaremongering articles are written about
it. It's going to kill millions, and the maximum it kills 50 people.
Yeah, or, you know, or 300 or whatever it is. And all of those people are in desperate straits already. I mean, their immune systems are severely compromised. You're talking about largely people who are poverty-stricken, living way below the poverty line. They're starving. They're drinking contaminated water and sewage directly pumped into the drinking water. And all of this hopeless on many fronts. And in the original Ebola so-called outbreak, when, you know, this was used as enormous propaganda and was the basis around which the movie Outbreak, you know, was written, there were 12, 15... 20 paragraphs down in the major stories, these very curious and interesting statements from so-called medical authorities who would say, of course, if this germ happened to be present in some suburb of Maryland or Washington, D.C. or so forth, it wouldn't really harm anybody. You know? And the reporter, of course, brain dead, who got that comment, never followed up on it. And if he had, what the person would have told him is, sure, because if your immune system is strong and you're healthy, this is not just, you know, some incredible killer germ where you release three of them on the street and 10,000 people fall down dead. This is a whole different kind of setup. This has to do with the inherent health of the human being.
Well, this, and also the temperature, but I mean, another example of this, they told the police 2.5-3 years ago, everybody, 11 million firemen, police, EMS, hospital workers, you've all got to take the smallpox shot or you don't get your insurance, you lose your job. Well, the L.A. Times reported a week before they shut the program down that 99%+ refused to take the shot. I think out of 11 million, 4,000 people agreed to take it. Then it turned out they even fudged on those numbers. And the reason was is doctors and epidemiologists went, wait a minute, this smallpox shot doesn't even cover weaponized smallpox. Number one, even in third world sewer-ridden places, 30% of people get it, 10% of those die. Here, we wouldn't have any problem. This is ridiculous, and this vaccine doesn't even protect you from smallpox. It'll actually give thousands of people smallpox, could actually cause an epidemic,
right.
And boy, that thing just shut down. So couldn't the fact, John, that their own enforcers, who they were trying to train to forcibly inject us, Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, page 76 of Homeland Security, they went ahead and gave themselves that power federally, the states wouldn't pass it. I mean, it seems that they can't get their own enforcers, though, to buy into this. I mean, their enforcers instinctively know it's a fraud. Then it seems like they're not going to be able to sell us on this. I mean, could this hold off the CFR program?
Well, it certainly could, to a degree, when you see rebellion in the ranks. Absolutely. If enough people speak out and they say, this avian flu thing is a total hoax, you know, that would be the gist of what they would say. So far, we haven't seen that, but we don't know what's going to happen because, for example, the vaccine is coming down the pipeline right now. And article in the New York Times, August 7th, they've got a vaccine. They've tested it. This is a vaccine against the avian flu. They've tested it on a small number of people. Of course, they have no way of knowing what the effects were because these people were not threatened to begin with by avian flu. They were healthy. So in other words,
I know, it's ridiculous.
It's totally ridiculous, except that they are going ahead. They have stockpiled doses already made by Aventis, the French pharmaceutical company, and they have doses on board from guess who? Chiron, who produced the notoriously contaminated flu vaccine back 1.5-2 years ago.
That's out of England.
Yeah, and hey, the vaccine is an enormous threat. An enormous threat. And yet, you know, it's good news, Dr. Fauci said, we have a vaccine.
Well, let me bring this up here. How do you think the globalists will deliver the chemicals? Because we know that the Sunshine Project 2 years ago got the federal documents. We have them. It's public. Mainstream news covered it. In every major city, there's a small warehouse with helicopters with knockout gas pods ready to knock out whole cities. I mean, the government admits that. So I mean, I'm wondering, would they deliver it through some water systems? How do you think they're going to deliver the chemical if they do this?
There are several possible routes. One of them I've just described, the vaccine. You know, if they will rush this process, and they are, you know, notorious for doing that, and they suddenly say, everybody's got to get vaccinated against the avian flu, and they begin to ship out doses all over the world, and people are getting vaccinated, and then people are getting sick, and the records are not kept, and nobody's keeping track, and then all of a sudden they start reporting cases of avian flu, and they say, my God, we delivered the vaccine just in time. And now we have to even step up the program. Now you're talking basically about warfare directly injected into the body. Another route would definitely be in water supplies because they can go anywhere in the world, especially into third world countries, and they can.
And you know what's ridiculous? I got to say this. All over America, they got cops guarding giant reservoirs as if Meanwhile, you could go into any house with a $20 piece of equipment and pump your pathogen or chemical directly down the line.
Sure, I mean, there's,
this
you know,
is ridiculous.
It's very easy to do. It's very, very easy to do. In fact, when I was researching my first book, which was called AIDS, Inc., 1988, and I'll be talking about some of the incredible frauds behind HIV in my workshop on disease hoaxes, there was a curious story that was reported along with the accounts of so-called AIDS in Zaire, and that was that there was a very large lake in Zaire that had gone completely and utterly dead. No living thing in that lake. And nobody knew why. Well, I'll tell you why. Because it was an example of just such a program. Somebody introduces chemicals into the water and kills everything. I mean, that's the way you do it. You don't do it by putting germs into it.
Well, that's the thing. You could dump 100 gallons into a major reservoir of a bioweapon. It might not make one person sick, because it might, you know, get gobbled up by amoebas or something. You got to pump it directly into the water system. Here we go.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
I don't have time to go into all of it, but it's conclusively documented, conclusively proven, in articles that we've written and others have put together, that the U.S. government launched the anthrax attack. And that was a bio attack. And, you know, U.S. grade, and we even have the official document where they plan to do it, and all of Bush's enemies get it, and it keeps the fear rolling right after 9/11. But, you know, this chemical situation is very serious, and absolutely, I mean, this has come out in a lot of places. There are whole chemical attacks going on in Africa. spraying, food poisoning, water poisoning by the World Health Organization. That's their plan, exterminate. And then every time the Africans die, it's, oh, I mean, they put the poison in the needles. The UN comes in and forcibly injects people, pays off the government to do it. The poison's in the needle. Parents will literally run, you know, with their kids. In some cases, you know, kids will drop dead on the spot getting the shots. I mean, man, that's what John Rappaport is talking about, folks. They see us as animals. They talk about needing to cull us. They're totally ruthless, John.
In Cameroon, there was an incident of women fleeing into the bush away from the vaccinators.
Caught them putting the sterilization hormone in the tetanus. But, I mean, that aside, finish up with your poisoned lake.
Yeah, absolutely. This whole lake was completely dead, you know. Well, obviously, how do you do that? You put chemicals in there. That's how it's done. And yet the story never rose, you know, below, above the level of, you know, an occasional article here or there, and everybody
and surprise,
was saying,
surprise, surprise, 40%
saying,
of those
hey,
around the lake
HIV,
have AIDS.
And people are dying of AIDS, and this and that, and the other thing. I mean, that's the cover story. That is the cover story. HIV causes nothing. If it even exists at all, it causes nothing.
And then they kill you with the drugs.
They kill you with the drugs, absolutely. And that's why they're such a gigantic push on to bring these toxic drugs to Africa. And as part of this workshop that I'm going
to then have us pay for killing even more of them.
On disease hoaxes, I will go into some of the more, you know, hidden aspects of how this HIV fraud was perpetrated in the first place. I documented a chapter and verse right out of the labs and have it all down completely. This
well, let me stop you. I mean, in several of my films, John, I have London Telegraph. I have The Age out of Australia, where they had plans to poison food being in food aid to Asia as population control. I mean, they and then now Africans will not eat the food that's shipped to them for free, and they go, oh, look at those dumb Africans. No, they know, folks.
Absolutely, they know. And there are some very good websites written, you know, by Africans about this whole operation who understand it completely, and the word is spreading. More and more people understand this, you know. This is what's happening.
Yeah, folks, you don't get 40% of the continent with HIV. I mean, people who've never had sex get it. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Absolutely. I mean, it's completely ridiculous. And I was telling you off the air that when I wrote AIDS Inc. way back in the day, 87, I spoke with an extremely conventional virologist at UCLA, and I said to him, well, what do you think of these scientists who are saying that HIV doesn't cause anything and that it was a scientific hoax from the beginning? And he kind of paused, and he said, that's not a question I want to go into. I said, why not? He said, because it's political. And I said, so in other words, you're telling me that there are other people that you know in the field of virology, conventional researchers, who understand what's happening really? And he said, yes, and I won't talk to you, and neither will they. There will be no talking about this. This is not an issue I want to discuss at all.
All right, John Rappaport, five more minutes with you on the other side. Then I'm going to shift gears, folks, into the news, and of course, your calls first. Charles and others that have been holding patiently, toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. But I've never asked John Rappaport about the 100-plus dead microbiologists being murdered. We'll get his take on that. We'll all learn what he thinks about it on the other side.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.